David was a great warrior.
大卫是个很大的战很勇士。
Not only that, he was a rock star.
不只单如此，他也是一个摇滚乐的明星。
He had a personal audience with the king on an ongoing basis.
他是常常他王就是他一个个人的观众长期的观众。
He wrote many or most of the songs of praise.
他写了很多大部分的赞美诗。
These are sung to this day by both Jews and Christians.
直到今天仍然被基督徒跟犹太教徒来唱诵。
He was an amazing guy.
他是一个很超凡的人。
And David has written the most loved and widely quoted psalm that is part of the very fiber of our culture.
大卫的一个诗篇就成为我们生活中一个很里面的一个重要的组成的纤维部分。
It is the 23rd psalm.
就是诗篇二十三篇。
It is a beautiful psalm.
这是一个很美的诗篇。
It has been a comfort to countless numbers of people.
它安慰了无数的人。
When they have faced the unexpected.
当他们面对没有期待的事情的时候。
There's a bit of clergy humor.
我听了一个这个有一个那个关于牧师的这个的笑话。
And it's kind of dangerous to use humor with translation.
有的时候幽默感有的时候很难翻译。
I don't know if you get it or not.
我不知道你们会不会听得懂。
But just laugh anyways.
你是不是可以笑就可以了。
I'll give you the cue.
我给你一些。
The story goes something like this.
这个故事是这样子的。
The distraught parishioner.
有一个有点这个很困扰的这个会众。
Calls the pastor in the middle of the night.
在半夜的时候打电话给牧师。
Overwhelmed.
和他已经被困扰了很久。
Wanting the pastor to get out of bed right away and make things right.
我说牧师你能不能现在就起来把事情弄好了。
And the measured clerical response is.
那个标准的这个牧师的回答是
：Well, take two Psalm 23s and see me in the morning.
你吃两篇那个诗篇的这三篇，明天早上再来看我。
It is true that many have found the 23rd Psalm comfort in their time of trouble.
我相信很多人都相信诗篇二十三篇会带给人很多的安慰。
So here's David.
现在就是大卫。
And even this awesome warrior.
他是一个伟大的战士。
This Old Testament rock star.
这个旧约的超级巨星。
He was shaken by life to its very foundations.
他的生命被摇动到根基。
We see hints of that in the 23rd Psalm.
我们从诗篇二十三篇看到一些蛛丝马迹。
So I'd like to pull out some principles from this Psalm and other Psalms.
我想在这个诗篇里面能抓出一些的原理出来。
As you consider this morning,
当你今天在看的早上在看的时候
，How do you respond when life shakes you up?
当你生命都被搅动起来的时候，你怎么去面对
？I had a plan for my life.
我对我的生活有一个计划。
And it did not involve a Parkinson's disease diagnosis in 2001.
这个计划没有包括我在2001年得到这个帕金逊的这个疾病。
My plan certainly didn't include early retirement.
我的计划当也没有包括一个提早的这个退休。
Or disability for the last 12 years.
或是领取这个残障的这个。
Suddenly, my life was shaken.
突然间我的生命被摇动了。
Parkinson's disease was not good news.
帕金森病并不是一个好消息。
It's still not good news.
It's not a good news. 不是一个好消息。
How do you respond when life shakes you up?
当生命你在这种摇动你的时候，你会怎么反应呢？
Again, I had a plan.
我本来是有一个计划。
I would work real hard.
我很用功的去做。
I would retire at age 65 and find a church someplace.
我计划我65岁的时候能退休就找一个教会。
With a young pastor, and I would tell him or her.
就有一个年轻的牧师，我会跟他说。
Just give me a few dollars a week, and I'll teach and visit whatever needs to be done.
你就给我一个礼拜几块钱，我就做，你要我做什么都可以。
And the young pastor would do all the tough stuff.
然后年轻的牧师是做最难的工作。
I would just enjoy my golden years on into eternity.
那我就在那边可以享受我最后的黄金的这几年。
And cross that final river into heavenly bliss.
然后就可以 渡过那个那个河到这个美好的对岸。
That was my plan.
这就是我的计划。
It was a great plan.
这是很好的计划。
But it turned out there were far too many personal pronouns included in my plan.
但是最后发现，在这个计划里面，太多的我在这个里面。
Again, I noticed the universe was not revolving around making sure my plan happened.
我也了解这个宇宙并不会绕着我转着，为了要成就我的计划。
King David,
大卫王
，the warrior, poet, and charismatic leader.
他是一个战士、诗人，还有一个有魅力的领袖。
Has much to teach us in this psalm and some others.
在这个诗篇和或者其他诗篇里面教导我们很多。
We will see his trust in God.
我们看到他信靠我们的神。
When life was totally overwhelming.
当他生命里面有很多承受不了的事。
What instruction can we find in this 23rd Psalm?
我们在诗篇23篇里面能学到什么样的教训呢？
How do we respond to the realities of life?
当我们面对生活的现实的时候，我们怎么去面对？
When life shakes you up, the first instruction we see here is face the facts.
当生命把你摇动的时候，我们第一个教训我们要学的就是面对事实。
Psalm 23 is such a positive and comforting psalm.
诗篇23篇是一个很正面、很有鼓励的诗篇。
But even in this psalm, David speaks about the valley of the shadow of death.
And 在这个诗篇里面，大卫讲到这个他会经过死荫的幽谷。
He speaks of his enemies, and David had enemies.
大卫谈到他的敌人，但大卫是真是有敌人。
He saved the nation of Israel as he slew Goliath.
他杀了这哥利亚呢，拯救了以色列。
He went against the Philistines, winning battle after battle for the armies of King Saul.
他是跟非利士人作战，然后他也打败了这个扫罗的军队。
He had an intimate relationship with the king of Israel.
他跟以色列王有一个很亲密的关系。
What was the result?
结果是怎么样呢？
As David came to bring music and comfort to the king.
当大卫把音乐带到大卫王的面前去给他安慰的时候
，Suddenly King Saul tried to pin him to the wall with a spear.
突然间扫罗王把他用矛把他钉在这个墙壁上面。
David loved the king. He loved his nation.
大卫爱他的王，也爱他的国家。
But he was a fugitive and hated by those he cared for the most.
但是在他的最爱、最关心的人眼中，他是一个逃犯一样。
Being a fugitive from the king was the last thing David ever expected.
变成王的一个逃犯，他是他没想到的事情。
It was bad news.
这是一个坏消息。
And we don't like bad news.
我们是不喜欢坏消息的。
And maybe another thing you've noticed.
或者说你会发现另外一个事情。
Bad news does not send an engraved invitation when it comes your way.
坏消息往往是不请自来的。
Rather, it slaps you in the face. It's the last thing you expect.
常常是他会给你一个打脸一下。
David did everything right.
大卫做了所有事情都是做对了。
But suddenly life turned against him.
突然间他的生活就是跟他对立。
People turned against him and his life was shaken.
很多人背叛了他，他生命被摇动了。
And we don't like the news that shatters our plans and dashes our dreams.
我们不喜欢一些消息会把我们的生活都搅乱。
The first response of faith is face the facts.
第一个反应对，就是我们要做的就是要面对事实。
Don't deny the reality.
不要否认事实。
Denial is not a response of faith.
否认不是一个信仰的反应。
You see, our faith is not just wishful thinking.
我们的信心不是一个就是想着美好的事情。
Faith is trusting in God even when life shakes you up.
信仰就是信靠神当你生命被搅乱的时候。
When you are shaken by the circumstances of life,
当你被生活的事情来搅动的时候
you need to admit it.
你要去承认它。
Face the facts and take it head on.
面对事实然后去面对它。
But not alone, rather with the help of a loving personal God.
但做的时候不是你单独的面对，是神会在你的旁边。
I do not know you as personally as I would like to.
我对你们可能不是完全的很有一个个人的认识。
I have no inside information.
没有什么内幕的消息。
But I know that here and there in this room there is the reality of bad news.
我担心在这个房间里面有都现实的这个坏消息。
A spouse has left and you're devastated.
可能你的配偶离你而去。
You've lost your job and where do you go from here?
或是你失业了，你不知道去哪里。
You've been hurt in the church and the pain is so deep.
你在教会受到伤害，可能那个伤害很深。
You're facing financial loss and the pressure just doesn't go away.
你的财务出问题，你不知道怎么做。
You failed and everyone knows it.
你失败了，每个人都看到。
You have sinned and you're suffering the consequences.
你犯了罪，你真就是承担这个后果。
Face the facts. The news is not always good in our lives.
我们要面对现实，因为我们生命里面都不都是好消息。
Jesus embraced the cross.
耶稣拥抱他十字架。
But he did not enjoy it.
但耶稣并没有享受十字架。
Jesus wept and prayed to his Father in heaven.
耶稣流泪了，向他的天父祷告。
Take this cross from me.
把这个十架远离我。
But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done.
但是不要依我的意思，而是你的旨意。
When bad life comes your way, you need to face it.
当坏消息来到你的面前，你要面对它。
The second instruction to look at this morning is accept the feelings.
第二个教导，在今天早上的教导就是接受你自己的感觉。
David had no choice but to face the facts. He was dodging spears.
大卫没有选择，他当面对事实的时候，他常常成为众矢之的。
He was running for his life, and
他一生都在好像在逃亡一样。
And sometimes in life, that's what it feels like.
我们很多常常说，我们的生命也有同样的感觉。
How did David feel about his afflictions?
那大卫怎么去？为他的所受的灾祸的困苦来面对呢
？Was he always positive and upbeat？
他是不是常常很正面、很积极的面对呢
？Listen to how David is feeling。
我们听一下大卫的感觉是怎么样
？In the 23rd Psalm, David speaks of the darkness of the valley of the shadow of death。
在诗篇23篇，大卫谈到他走过死荫的幽谷。
He says he will fear no evil. Why is that？
他说他不怕灾害，为什么呢？
Because he knew there were some fearful things he would have to face.
他知道有一个要敬畏的事情他要面对。
In Psalm 77, David writes, "I cried out to God for help."
在诗篇七十七篇，大卫说：“我要向神发声祷呼求。”
I cried out to God to cheer me.
我向神发声，他必留心听我。
When I was in distress, I sought the Lord.
我在患难之日寻求主。
Last night I stretched out untiring hands, and my soul refused to be comforted.
我在夜间不住的举手祷告，我的心不肯受安慰。
Will the Lord reject me forever?
难道主要永远丢弃我？
Will He never show me favor again?
不再施恩吗？
Has unfailing love vanished forever?
难道他的慈爱永远穷尽？
Has His promise failed for all time?
他的应许世世被放弃吗？
And then in Psalm 74, David questions God.
在诗篇七十四篇，大卫疑问神
：“Why have you rejected me？”
神啊，你为何永远丢弃我们呢
？Why does the anger smolder against the sheep of your pasture？
你为何向你草场的羊发怒
？How long will the enemy mock you, O God？
神啊，敌人要辱骂要到几时呢
？Will the foe revile your name forever？
仇敌亵渎你的名要到永远吗
？Why do you pull back your hand, your right hand？
你为什么收回你的右手？
Take it from the fold of your garments.
求你从怀中伸出手来。
And destroy them.
毁灭他们。
David agonized before the Lord. Have you ever been there?
大卫在神面前很愁苦，很难受。你有没有这种的感受？
Have you ever questioned what God is doing?
你有没有怀疑过神所做的事情？
Anybody ever asked that W question? Why?
有没有常问这个为什么这个问题呢？
It immediately comes to our mind, doesn't it?
我们常常就是会想到这个事情。
Let's take a look at Job.
那我们看一下约伯。
Job was the perfect man.
约伯是个完全人。
And then along comes the devil barreling into his life with bad news.
然后，魔鬼就横冲直撞的到他生命的里面。
Here comes the messenger.
有一个使者回报。
Your enemies have taken all your oxen and donkeys and have killed all your servants.
你的敌人杀光了你所得牛跟驴跟你的仆人。
Then another messenger comes telling Job,
有另外又有一个使者回来说，
Your enemies have now swept in and taken all your camels and killed all your servants there.
你的敌人又把你的所有骆驼跟你的仆人都杀光了。
And finally a messenger comes with the worst news of all.
后来另外一个使者回报有一个最坏的消息。
Your sons and your daughters were together when suddenly a mighty wind struck from the desert.
有一个沙漠的风暴把你的儿女全部都杀掉。
And the house collapsed in upon them and they were all tragically killed.
他们住的这个房子在倒塌把他们都全都杀害了。
Sounds like bad news.
听起来真是一个很坏的消息。
What was Job's response?
约伯是怎么去反应呢？
The Lord is given and the Lord is taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
This was one spiritual guy.
这是一个非常属灵的人。
But there's only so much shaking that one life can take.
但是我们的生命只能承受一定程度的这个搅动。
So Satan again came inflicting sores and boils from his head to his feet.
以致这个约伯他身上面从头到脚长满了疮跟结。
How is Job doing now?
那约伯现在怎么做呢？
Now that he is afflicted.
他现在被折磨得够了。
Well, enough is enough.
够了就是够了。
We see Job and now he is saying things like, the day of my birth be cursed.
所以约伯到一个程度他就说让我的生育被咒诅。
My groans pour forth like water.
我的呻吟声好像水这样流出来。
I have no peace, I have no rest, only turmoil.
我没有平安，我没有休息，我只有这样子的动荡。
Job was the perfect man, but he's not feeling so great at the moment.
约伯是个完全人，但是在这个时间他不是感觉很好。
You shouldn't feel good about bad news.
你并不需要为坏消息来感觉好。
Because, and this is really profound,
这是很明显。
So listen close. That's not in the manuscript. Listen close. Bad news is bad.
坏消息是坏的。
By definition, bad news is bad.
根据定义，坏消息就是坏消息。
Even Jesus himself felt frustrated, lonely, angry, and tired.
甚至我们的主耶稣，他有些时候会疲倦，会愤怒。
So when you get bad news, you can expect some bad feelings.
当你有坏消息的时候，你可能有坏的感觉。
You need not enjoy suffering as a Christian.
你并不需要因为你是基督徒有享受这个的痛苦。
If you go too far down that road, you end up in some very strange places.
如果你走极端的话，你会碰到一些很奇怪的事。
Mahatma Gandhi was in turmoil because he went out to discipline himself.
Mahatma Gandhi, 他在一个动荡不安当中，他是要纪律自己。
By depriving himself so he would not focus on pleasure and enjoyment.
他做一个禁欲的生活，他不要去享受他的快乐。
But the problem was he began to find pleasure and enjoyment from suffering.
但是问题是他在这个禁欲的等待当中，他发现这样子的事给他带给他一个快乐。
So he wasn't sure if he should suffer more or less. He didn't know what to do.
他没有办法确定他是不是应该再多受苦一点，他不知道怎么做。
You don't need to come looking for, you don't need to go looking for suffering.
你不需要去寻找这个痛苦。
It will come looking for you.
他会自己会来找你。
Accept the feelings.
接受你的感觉。
You don't have to keep the facade of a super Christian.
你不需要说的好像变成一个超级的基督徒一样。
You don't need to pretend to feel one way when your heart is breaking.
当你的心被破碎的时候，你不需要假装你是在面对一个好的事情。
You can feel afraid or angry or feel anxious or feel alone.
你可以害怕，你可以愤怒，或者说你可以感觉很孤独。
God loves you still.
神仍然爱你。
Admit it when you're plagued with doubt or depression.
承认他当你被困扰的，在很多的疑问、困惑当中的时候，你要接受他。
Early in my Parkinson's disease diagnosis, my neurologist in Manhattan was telling me I was depressed.
当在早期我患了这个帕金森病的时候，我的医生一直告诉我说你有一个忧郁症。
So then for a number of weeks or even months, he kept telling me that I was depressed.
以后的那几个月他一直告诉我说你患了忧郁症。
And I would say I wasn't.
我跟他说我没有。
Pastors don't get depressed.
牧师是不会有忧郁的。
But finally I listened to him and I began to take a pill for depression.
但最后我还是听他的话 我就是一直有用这个药物。
Which I found pretty depressing.
我吃了之后也很沮丧。
So I take medicine for depression.
所以我吃的药就是忧郁症的药。
And I guess now I'm a lot more fun to be around.
但是我现在确实好好的。
I grew up in the Boston area.
我在波士顿地区长大。
And we New Englanders are not known for showing our emotions.
我们都知道这个新英格兰人，我们不太擅长表达我们的感受。
I certainly was not much of a crier over the years.
我很多年我也好也不没有哭过。
But one Saturday afternoon, I was preaching to the chairs in the sanctuary here in our church, here in Fishkill.
当有一个星期六，我在我们教会的那个大堂里面，我对着那些椅子来讲道。
It was my routine to rehearse my sermon alone in the sanctuary.
其实我一个例行就是我讲道先要彩排一次。
We were blessed with some very attentive chairs.
我非常被祝福，因为这些椅子都很专注。
Some of those chairs you're sitting on right now, I guess.
有的就是这里的椅子。
It was encouraging.
这非常的鼓励我。
No chair ever left in the middle of any of my sermons.
没有一张椅子在半路中途跑出去。
And there were a few times when the sermon was kind of boring even to me and I needed to make some changes.
很多时候我的讲道我自己都觉得很沉闷，所以我做了一些改变。
But suddenly I realized I would no longer be the pastor of a church.
但突然间我发现我再不会是这个教会的牧师。
And for 3 hours I wept and mourned the loss.
我为了这个事情哭了三个小时。
I needed those feelings.
我需要那些感觉。
They were God's gift.
这是神的礼物。
Denial is not a response of faith.
否认并不是一个信心的反应。
Don't deny the feelings.
不要否认你的感觉。
Feel the feelings. They are God's gift for your healing and comfort.
你去接受这个感觉，这个是因为这个神赐给你的礼物来安慰你的。
I think I'll repeat that.
那我们重复这个。
Feel the feelings; they are God's gift to you for your healing and comfort.
感觉这个感觉，然后这个是神给你的安慰。
So the instruction this morning is face the facts when you have bad news.
我们今天早上的其中一个教导就是面对事实。
You will face the darkness of the valley.
你会面对死荫的幽谷。
Accept the feelings.
接受你的感觉。
God does not love you less.
神不会爱你少一点。
He does not leave you and he will not forsake you.
他不会离开你，也不会抛弃你。
The third instruction we see here is count your blessings.
第三个教导今天就是数算你的恩典。
The 23rd Psalm is a song full of thanksgiving.
诗篇二十三篇是充满感恩的一个诗篇。
The Lord is my shepherd. Thank God.
我的主是我的牧者。
I lack nothing, thank God.
我没有缺乏。
Thank God for the quiet, peaceful waters.
感谢神他那个有一个可安歇的水边。
Thank God that we need fear no evil, for He is with us.
感谢神我们不怕遭害，因为他与我们同在。
Thank God His rod and staff, they comfort us.
我感谢神他用的杖他的竿都安慰我。
When life shakes you up, don't forget to count the blessings.
当你生命被搅动的时候，不要停止数算你的恩典。
The trials are real, but there is more.
那试验是真实的，但是有更好的东西。
The promises of God are sure.
神的应许是确实的。
Imagine this quarter is a problem in your life.
想象你现在手上有一个 quarter.
If you close one eye and hold this quarter right close to one open eye.
比如说你闭一只眼睛把这个 quarter 放在你一只眼睛的前面。
What do you see?
你会看到什么
?You see only the quarter.
你只会看到那个 quarter.
All you can see is that problem.
你眼前就看到这个问题而已。
But if you stop focusing only on your problem and you hold it out here, you begin to see the family of God.
当你不要注意的问题把这个 quarter 拿远一点的时候你看到很多的东西。
Not only is this problem quarter here,
不单只是一个 quarter 的问题而已。
But I have air to breathe.
我有生命的气息。
The beauty of nature is all around us.
我们看到这个大自然的美丽在我们眼前。
And the family of God is real.
神的应许是那个是真实的，这祝福是。
So we need to count our blessings.
我们要数算我们的恩典。
And as you count your blessings, maybe lighten up a bit.
当你数算你的恩典的时候，maybe 你可以放松一点。
Find some humor along the way.
在当中找一些幽默。
It is important to understand.
非常的重要，你要明白这一点。
That you cannot take life seriously if you take yourself too seriously.
你不能把生命看得太认真，当你把自己看得太重的时候。
We are people of hope.
我们是这个有盼望的人。
This earthly life is not all there is.
我们在地上的生命并不是全部。
And one of the principles we can live with as a Christian.
当我们在当基督徒时候有什么原理我们可以用的呢？
And it's good news.
And 这是我们也有好消息。
You need not fear.
你不需要惧怕。
Cheer up, someday you're going to die.
你应该高兴，因为有一天你会死。
Cheer up, someday you're going to die.
因为因着你有一天你会死，你应该高兴。
And that's good news for us.
其实是一个好消息。
This life is not all there is.
这个生命不是我们的全部。
We have an eternal security.
我们有一个永恒的保障。
Knowing that just as God is with us in this life.
我们知道神在在这个我们生活的时候与我们同在。
He will be with us in the life to come.
他以后将来也会继续与我们同在。
Don't lose sight of the blessings.
不要忽略了这个 blessings, 这个恩典。
God is good.
神是美好的。
The family of God is here.
神的家庭就在这里。
God still loves the world so much, He gave His one and only Son.
神很爱世人，甚至给赐下他的独生子。
There's a bottle of water right down there, and I'm looking at it, and it's I can't reach it. God still loves you so much that He gave His only Son that we should not perish but have everlasting life.
神爱你们，他甚至赐下的独生子赐给我们，其实我们不至于灭亡，反得永生。
Face the facts.
我们要面对事实。
Accept the feelings.
接受你的感觉。
Count your blessings.
数算你的恩典。
And the fourth thing that we look at this morning, live your faith.
第四个教导我们今天就是活出你的信仰。
Keep on living.
继续的活着。
Certainly at times you're battered by life.
很多时候你觉得你的生命你就是好像被虐待一样。
But the Lord is your shepherd.
但是我们的主是我的牧者。
You can still follow him.
你仍然可以跟随他。
He still leads you beside the quiet waters.
他仍然带领你到可安歇的水边。
He still guides you in the paths of his righteousness.
他在他的公义的路上面带领你。
When the news is bad, when the stress of life is overwhelming,
当那个消息是坏的，你生命所承受的压力是超过你所能负荷的。
Satan will come to you and you can almost hear his voice.
撒旦会来到你身边，你几乎会听到他的声音。
Why don't you pack it all in?
你为什么不就打包就走人就好了？
What's the use in following God?
你跟随神有什么用呢？
You see, the evil one wants to separate you from your source of greatest strength, support, and joy.
那个恶者想要把你跟你这个你的喜乐知识的源头分开。
When life is overwhelming,
当你生命要接受很重的压力的时候
，Keep living what you know is true。
你继续活着，在那个真理当中。
Because bad news does not change what you believe。
因为坏消息不会把你所相信的事情改变。
It will rather strengthen and confirm what you believe。
它反而它是会坚固你的信仰。
Let me repeat that too。
让我们重复一下。
Bad news does not change what you believe。
坏消息不会改变你所的信仰。
It will rather strengthen and confirm what you believe.
它甚至反过来会坚固来确定确认你的信仰。
No matter what, keep living out your faith.
不管什么样在你的信仰里面事情发生。
But how do you live out your faith when you're afraid and your faith is low?
但是你怎么样活出你的信仰呢？当你的信心很低的时候。
The answer is obedience.
答案就是顺服。
One of the great hymns of the church.
教会里面有一首很有名的诗歌。
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
信而顺服，真没有别的方法让我们来在耶稣基督里面有喜乐。
You see, obedience primes the pump of faith.
你知道这个顺服就是能启动你的信心。
So if your faith is low,
当你的信心软弱的时候。
Listen to the words of God.
我们去聆听神的声音。
Meditate on it day and night.
我们昼夜思想。
And then obey His words.
我们信服他的话语。
And when you obey God's words, your faith will immediately begin to grow.
当你顺服神的时候，你的信心就会成长。
But obedience is the key.
但重点就是顺服。
You see, when you obey, God goes with you.
当你顺服的时候，神就与你同在。
And when God goes with you, He strengthens and helps you.
当神与你同行的时候，他就会坚固你，帮助你。
And as He strengthens and helps you, your faith in Him begins to grow deeper and stronger.
当他去坚固你，帮助你的时候，你的信仰就会更晋升一层。
And as your faith grows deeper and stronger, you then take the next step of obedience.
当你的信仰能够晋升的时候，你就可以走下一步。
And it is a continual cycle of growing faith.
它是一个不停的信心的一个循环。
But the key is obedience.
但是重点就是顺服。
Remember, your faith will grow if you obey.
要记住你的信仰会增加，当你顺服的时候。
When life shakes you up, face the facts.
当你生命被搅动的时候，面对事实。
Accept the feelings.
接受你的感觉。
Remember that God is still there.
要记得神仍然在那里。
Count your blessings, they are new every morning.
每天的早上你可以数算神的恩典。
Keep living your faith, it is your sure foundation.
终于信仰成为你生活的基础。
And finally, trust your future to God.
And 最后把你的未来交托给神。
What is David's confidence?
什么是大卫的这个信心呢?
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
我一生一世要住在耶和华的殿中。
It is here that the psalm transitions from the present tense.
我们可以看到这个诗篇从这个现在式。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我的主是我的牧者。
To the future tense, goodness and mercy will follow me.
到这个未来式就是恩惠慈爱都随着我。
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have the confidence that His grace and mercy will follow me.
因为神就是我的牧者，所以我有信心，他就是会带领我。
I have the assurance as He is my shepherd in this life.
我有一个确据，他是我今生的这个牧者。
I will indeed dwell in His house forever.
我会想要在他的院中来居住。
We want so much to control the future.
我们想要能够控制我们的未来。
So we worry about the future.
我们对于我们的未来充满了怀疑、担心。
I see these advertisements directed at baby boomers as more and more of us retire each year.
我常看到这个广告，就是讲这些婴儿潮的时候，那些要退休的人的事情。
Too many of these ads are way too invasive and personal.
有很多这个广告是这个很有点侵犯了我们个人的隐私这样子。
And creepy to mention in polite company.
用。这是也是蛮可怕，但是他是用一个很有礼貌的讲法。
How do you say creepy in Chinese in Mandarin?
Creepy 就是可怕。
But many of these advertisements focus on our security in retirement.
有很多这类的广告都是说要在注重在这个你退休的之后的保障。
Trust your future to fidelity.
交托你的未来给 fidelity.
Follow the green line.
Follow 就是。跟随你的 green line.
What's your number? Have you seen that advertisement?
你有没有看到？就是问你一个问题，你的号码是什么
？You see these people carrying around these numbers.
你知道每个人都带着他的一个号码。
It's 3 million.
300万。
2.8 million.
250。
I'm wondering where they find those numbers.
我不知道他们怎么找到这些号码。
What they need to be comfortable in retirement.
他们这个退休之后到底需要多少钱？
I'm working on a sermon from Philippians chapter 3.
我正在一个预备一个讲道，就是用到这个腓立比书第三章。
This is Paul's answer for the future.
这是保罗对一个未来的一个答案。
One thing I do, he says.
我说我只有一件事。
Forgetting what is behind.
就是忘记背后。
Straining toward what is ahead.
努力面前。
I press on to the goal to win the prize.
我向着标杆直跑。
For which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。
The future is in God's hands.
我们的未来在神的手中。
And our God is a God to be trusted.
我们的神是可信靠的神。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
He has drawn us into a relationship with Him.
他吸引我们跟他有一个关系。
And He has been faithful in the past.
他过去他信实的。
And just as He has been faithful in the past,
因为他在过去的信实，
He will continue to be faithful in the future.
他在未来会继续的是一个信实的神。
We can trust the future to God.
我们可以把这个我们的未来交托给神。
Because we trust in God.
因为我们信靠神。
A God who loved us so much again.
这个神他爱我们到一个地步呢？
He sent His one and only Son.
他赐给他唯一的儿子给我们。
To die on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins.
为我们的罪在实际上是被钉死。
To cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
来洁净我们，让我们成为这个严重正直。
And fill us with His Spirit.
把他的灵来充满我们。
So the news is all not always good.
所以消息并不是所有都是好消息。
But the good news is always there.
但是好消息都在那里。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
And whatever you're facing this morning,
不管你今天早上面对怎么样的状况，
Don't forget what you believe.
不要忘记你所信的。
It is true.
它是真实的。
It is solid.
它是有坚固的。
And God will bless you as you serve Him.
当你服侍神的时候，神会祝福你。
God bless you and thank you for the opportunity.